Better by Birdseye.
Birdseye Frosted Boots.
Birdseye Frosted Boots present the Dinah Shore program with Cornelia Otis Skinner and Roland Young, Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra, the Joseph Lilly Singers, our guest, 20th Century Fox's outstanding comedian, Phil Silvers, and...
Dinah, is there anyone finer than...
Dinah Shore.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, and hi there, everybody. This is Dinah putting down the transcontinental welcome mat and asking you all into the rumpus room for a little soiree. That means party, Harry. Mm-hmm. Hey, Harry, what are you beaming about?
Oh, Dinah, that was really swell.
Well, thank you, Harry. I'm glad you liked it.
Well, I'm glad that you're glad.
I'm glad that you're glad that I'm glad.
Life can be beautiful.
Why, it's Phil Silver.
Glad to see you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. What a coincidence this is. Two Dinahs in front of one microphone.
Two Dinahs?
Yes. You're Dinah Shore, and I'm dying to take you out. There, now, I've said it.
Oh, never mind that, Phil. Have you met Harry Von Zell?
No, I don't think he's ever had the pleasure.
Harry, this is Phil Silvers.
How do you do?
How are you? You are the announcer on this program?
Yes, that's right. And then what do you do, Mr. Silvers?
Oh, same as every average American. I wait in dark alleys for butter. You see, Dinah, Harry, as long as you're on your feet, would you mind walking away? Thank you very much. It's a fine boy. After all, why should I dilly with a man when I can dally with a woman? And a beautiful woman at that, if I'm not being too overabundant.
Oh, Phil, it's really a pleasure having you here tonight.
No doubt it is. Because, Dinah, I'm going to do you a real big favor. I'm going to make you a great singer.
Well, thank you, but you mean you're not satisfied with the way I'm singing now?
Oh, no, girl. You've got a grand voice, grand. But the songs... You're not singing the right kind of songs.
Oh, well, now, what's wrong with people will say we're in love?
It's too indefinite. Besides, it's got too much music in it, you know, especially for your voice. For your beautiful contralto, semi-quiver, resonant voice, you should sing a simple ditty like Hungarian Rhapsody No. 2.
Oh, Phil, that song is much too fast.
Why do you fight me like this? I mean... Do you want people to go around saying you only sing slow songs?
Well, no, but I...
Well, wait. I know what. If that song is too fast, how about singing a nice number like Flight of the Bumblebee?
Phil, that song has no words to it.
Well, buzz it. Buzz it. Hum it. Be different. You're such a silly, headstrong, impetuous girl.
Pardon me, Mr. Silvers. I don't like the way you're talking to Miss Shore.
If I could see him, I'd answer him. Dinah, who is this little man?
Phil, this is Robert Emmett Dolan, our orchestra leader. He may be short, but he's one of the finest musicians ever born.
Born? He looks more like he was put out by Reader's Digest.
Oh, yeah? Well, there's only one reason you're talking like this. You're bigger.
Oh, no. There's another reason.
Well, what is it?
You're smaller.
Oh, I'm...
Oh, God. Hit the road, you little conductor, you.
Boys, what are you arguing about?
Well, this guy here, who does he think he is trying to tell you what to sing? Next thing you know, you'll be trying to tell my orchestra how to play.
Well, that orchestra plays? Old man, I can get nicer music by walking on broken bottles.
I'm going now, but I'll be back when I grow up.
Now, just a minute, Phil. I like Bobby's orchestra. It has savoir faire.
Well, maybe it has, but that brass section drowns it out. Get a load of that brass section.
What's wrong with it?
It needs a couple of fiddles.
Fiddles?
Yes, and the saxophone section and the rhythm section need more fiddles. Even the piano could use a couple of fiddles.
But Phil, who'd want to see an orchestra with 30 fiddles?
My brother. He owns a fiddle store around the corner. However, let's get back to your singing, Dinah. I've written a wonderful song for you.
Oh, really? What's the name?
Phil Silvers. Glad to see you.
No, not your name. I mean the song. What's it called?
Oh, the song. I'm sorry. I lost my head for a minute. Well, frankly, it's been called a lot of things. But, Dinah, it's a great tune. A great tune.
Well, you seem to be very proud of it.
Well, why shouldn't I be, Dinah? This song is the most valuable thing in my possession.
Really?
Yes. I wrote it on the back of my ration book. Or is it ration book?
Oh, it's optional.
Oh. I wrote it on the back of my optional book.
Oh, Phil, you didn't really write a song. You're just kidding, aren't you? Come on.
What do you mean, kidding? I did write one, and I want you to hear it. Look, why don't you come for a ride with me in my car? We'll park on a nice dark road.
And sing?
After a while, yes. Sing, too, yes.
Well, I'm sorry. I won't go with you on a dark road.
Superstitious, huh? Well, if you doubt my intentions, let's go to a place that's famous for singing. A place where people always sing.
Where's that?
The Hollywood Bowl.
The Hollywood Bowl? At this time of night, there won't be a soul there.
Great timing, isn't it?
Well, I still don't think you wrote a song.
Girl, don't say that. Everybody fights me. This tune is sensational. It tells a real story. Well... It's the story of a girl who loves a cowboy. That's it. The story of a girl who loves a cowboy. But the cowboy loves his horse. So the girl tries to win the boy away from his horse, and she bakes a big, luscious strawberry cake. Now, that's something the horse can't do. This makes the horse mad. So he goes out and eats a bale of hay. That's something the girl can't do. So here we have the cowboy with a girl and a cake on one hand and a horse full of hay on the other hand. He hasn't even got a hand free to call Mr. Anthony. Well, this leaves the cowboy befuddled, so he runs to the big city where he gets a job in a pepper factory.
A pepper factory?
Yeah, it's a nice, easy job. He just goes around saying Gesundheit all day. Well, the girl leaves him flat. And...
Phil, yes? Come on, stop stalling.
Yeah, Phil, listen, let's hear that song you're bragging about.
I don't believe you.
Don't
come
get
on.
Your attitude.
Come on, Phil, sing it now.
Well, if I... Ah, pretty girl... It's like a melody.
Phil, hey,
please,
Phil.
I'm sending myself. Sheila, little horn.
Phil, that song was written by Irving Berlin.
How do you like that?
What's the matter?
They said the same thing when I wrote God Bless America. Who can you believe in? Everybody fights me.
Wait just a minute. Don't feel too badly about it. Why, forget about music. After all, the only thing a musician does for a living is play around. Now, why not go into the grocery business with me?
Oh, Harry, the grocery business?
Yes.
Well, ration points, OP... Or is it ration points?
It's immaterial.
Oh. Immaterial points, OPA, income taxes, empty shelves. Well, I need a grocery business like I need a hit in the head.
Uh-oh. Well, you're in it now. There goes the phone.
Okay, I'll take it. Silvers and Bonzel, groceries we wish we had to sell. What's that, lady? 2 pounds of bacon. Oh, kid, you're a dreamer.
Hey, Phil, do you know there's a customer in the store?
Shh, be quiet. Maybe she'll go away.
Well, one of you gentlemen wait on me, please. I don't want too many things, honest.
Watch it, Harry. If we sell anything, we're out of business.
I just want a package of Bird's Eye quick frozen vegetables.
Remember what I told you, Harry?
Okay. Look, lady, no, you wouldn't want any Bird's Eye quick frozen vegetables.
No, you wouldn't want any.
After all, Bird's Eye are only the finest of vegetables, grown under careful supervision on the best farmlands in the country. No, you wouldn't want any.
Oh, but if they're grown on the best farmlands...
Oh, lady, be democratic. Get the stuff that's grown anywhere.
Oh, but Bird's Eye quick frozen...
Quick frozen? Who wants quick frozen foods? Bird's Eye quick freezing only seals in all the vitamins and farm fresh flavor.
And who wants vitamins? Who wants to be healthy?
Now, look, it's been a long, hard day, and I'm tired. And I know that since Bird's Eye vegetables are all clean and prepared and ready to cook, they'll save me time and work. Why, all I have to do is pop them from the package into the boiling water. Now, come on, give me a package.
Oh, sure. Bird's Eye saves you up to 27 minutes preparation time, to be true. But you wouldn't want to miss those nice long hours in a hot kitchen cleaning and sorting vegetables, desanding spinach, depotting peas,
debrusseling sprouts.
Well, I certainly would. I'd take Bird's Eye vegetables at any price.
Price?
Price. But Bird's Eye quick frozen vegetables save you money. These farm fresh foods usually cost you less per serving than market fresh foods, but... What's money?
Yes. What's money? If you stop thinking about it, it'll go away.
I still want them and make it Bird's Eye peas.
Oh, all right. But I'm warning you, you're only going to love them. Boy, gee, that was close.
Yes. Think what would happen if we really tried to sell this stuff.
Yes.
Bedlam.
Thank you.
The Dinah Shore Program with Cornelia Otis Skinner, Roland Young, Robert Emmett Dolan's Orchestra, and the Joseph Lilly Singers will be brought to you again next Thursday by Bird's Eye Frosted Foods. Our guest will be Monty Woolley. This is Harry Von Zell saying better bye, Bird's Eye, and goodbye until next week.